Welcome back to Talks with Maria in episode 230. We are talking about six ways to build trust with your audience, and let's dive in. Hello, hello. Okie dokie, happy Friday. This is going to be a quick live. I just went live in my podcasting for women in business group, and I felt like this was so great to talk about here because a lot of you guys are growing a business, you guys are growing your audience, and you guys are looking to convert your audience to customers and clients and how to do that effectively. So we're going to talk about six ways to build trust with your audience, guys. This is super important. A lot of people miss this because they just don't know exactly how to do it, what to do, and at what frequency to do it at, okay? So I'm gonna go ahead and dive into this, and I want you guys to take notes. If you guys have a pen and paper, make sure you do. I'm gonna try to repeat these so that you guys don't get confused or kind of lose yourselves in the different six ways. Okay, so if you are growing a business, you are having, you know, issues with converting your audience into paying clients, the reason why is because you're missing the six things, and the six things need to happen kind of in the sequence of the time they know you and the time they buy from you, okay? Or the time they decide they don't want to buy from you and like unfollow you, unsubscribe, all these things. These six things need to happen, okay? Now, if they don't happen, you won't convert them into paying clients. That's just the point. That's just point blank. It just won't happen. If you do these effectively, then you will. That's just, and I've seen it happen in my business time and time again. Okay. Number one. The number one, and this is not in order of importance at all, okay? Number one, though, to build trust with your audience is the concept of reciprocation. And the concept of reciprocation, you guys, is all about giving something for free, and then the whoever received the thing for free, generally, most people will want to give something back in return. That is just how it is. It's kind of like the mirror effect, right? If someone sits in front of you and they sit cross-legged, they're going to mirror that. There's like, if you are generous, people are going to mirror your energy. If you're a little bit of a bitch, people are going to mirror your energy. If you're a little bit of like a stressed out crazy person, that energy will come to them, because energy does not go away. It's just transferred, right? So if you think about it on a spiritual level, reciprocation is an energetic vibration that you exude, and other people get affected by it in a good way, because then they are like, wow, this person's so generous, let me give something back too, okay? And in this sense, you would give a freebie, or you would give, yeah, a freebie, a downloadable, maybe a free masterclass you've done, you know, like a 30-minute something. And then in return for that is an email address, so you can capture their email, or a text message thing so that you can text message them, because there's this new concept called text message marketing. So think about it that way. How can you start implementing something like that where you give something for free and then you ask for something in return, and in this case, their contact information, so that you can capture that lead? That's essentially what a business is. You build your lead base, you build your customer base. That's a huge thing that causes consistency in income. If you have a customer base, or even a lead base that isn't a customer yet, you can nurture that lead base and convert them into customers and then long-term clients. Okay, that's number one, reciprocation. Number two is likability. And likability is really just showing who you are on the bad days, right? Like if you wake up and you look shitty, oh, something like that, because it makes you look real. And it is real, because you literally woke up with no eyebrows and your hair is crazy. An example of that, you guys, is on January 1st, I posted a video of me waking up. It was at the top of the year, day one, the first 9 hours into the day. I woke up, hair was crazy, had my coffee in a robe, and that was my first post. I looked like a crazy person, but that was the truth. The truth is that that's how I looked like at that time, right? I don't look like this all the time. I don't wake up looking like in a blazer and my hair did with my eyebrows on. That's not reality. So the concept of likability is showcasing your authenticity, showcasing every part and dimension of who you are. And that does build the trust, because what happens is your audience then look at you like them. Oh, she's just like me. You know, if she can do these things, I can too. So it's kind of motivating, it's inspirational, and it really makes them trust you. So that's number two. Number three, guys, is authority. So authority is all about what you know, your experiences, your education, your background, who you are, what you've done, where you've been, who you talk to, right? Kind of like your resume. What is your resume, right? Like your real one, not the one that you've finagled into looking something different. Your real resume. Who are you? And what's your authority? And why is it that you're an authority? Now, the reason why the authority part is so important is because you are telling people why they should listen to you. Why should I listen to this person? You know, what about this person is different from me and better than me or more experienced than I am? And this is where you differentiate whether you are parallel or you are lateral to your customer, or you are a leader for your customer, right? And people will not buy services if you're in coaching specifically. They will not buy if you are lateral. They will only buy if you are a leader to them, if you can guide them, if you can show them a new way. And that's the truth of it. If you are in service-based and you want to train, you want to mentor, you want to guide, you have to show up as a leader, you have to show up as an authority. And how to do that is you want to take a look at the things you've accomplished, who you are, what got you to where you're at today, and then really knowing the steps and how that happens. Because once you know that, you can articulate it and share your story. That's why sharing your story is so important, because I think people, it hits so many aspects of this, like likability when you share your story, the rags to riches kind of story, the hero's journey. When you do that, it allows you to showcase your authority, right? That's number three. Number four, guys, is consistency. Consistency. Now, consistency is key because consistency shows whether you're committed to doing your business. And when you're committed to doing your business, people will buy into you even more. Now, not buy into you as a customer, but buy into you, your advice, your branding, your guidance, right? Your whatever the pathway is that you're teaching, they buy into it more because they're constantly hearing from you. They're constantly seeing you at the top of their feed or their email. Consistency is key to building trust. Imagine if you're dating someone and every morning this person for 7 days texts you good morning every morning at like around 8, right? Then that 8th morning, you don't hear from them. You'd be like, where this guy at? Why he didn't text me this morning, right? And then you don't hear from him that day. Then he texts you on Tuesday at 8. You would be like that, right? Wouldn't you? Because consistency builds trust. If you are inconsistent, it makes people scared to like believe in what you're saying. You know, are you going to be here tomorrow, right? Like, what if I invest in a coach and they disappear on me? I give them money and they're gone. You see, consistency really does cause this transactional effect. Okay, consistency is key. All right. Five is social proof. Social proof is one that I don't think a lot of people use because they don't know how to use it. So social proof is an example of like this. I did a launch a couple weekends ago on my one-on-one coaching to my community, and I received a response email, and the email said, "I just locked in 12 months with you." That's what the email said, okay? And when the email said that, when I got that, I took a screenshot of it, and that is a form of social proof. People are locking in service with me. People are locking in time with me. People are transacting with me. And why is that so important to showcase that people are transacting with you? Well, it's important because someone will see that and say, hey, if she's transacting with her, I can do the same, right? If she is, someone's buying from her, maybe it's safe to buy from her, right? If someone's being led by her, maybe it's safe to be led by her as well. So it does cause a kind of like a trust factor. If the community likes you, other people will like you, right? Social proof. Use social proof to grow your brand, grow your audience, and then convert customers into clients. I'm sorry. To convert your audience to customers and even long-term clients. Okay, last one is the concept of scarcity. So the concept of scarcity is used a ton in marketing, and when you go to the mall, you can look for it. So the concept of scarcity is like, this store is closing down soon, everything 50% off. Right, so when that happens, you're like, oh shit, there's a deal in there. Let me get in that store and see what kind of deals they got, right? Before they close, they're getting rid of everything, right? Another one is the buy one, get one free. That is a, ooh, if I buy one, I get another free. There's like a scarcity, like what if I go over here and I just buy one and it's full price, and then if I buy here, I get two at for a price of one, right? There's a concept of scarcity there. Now, another scarcity aspect is time limiters. For example, I'll do a launch on weekends. Launch on weekends happen, it drops on Friday, ends on Sunday, and being really like structured about it. Structuring your posts around it, structuring your content around it, pushing people to make a decision come Sunday. And the thing about offers is that if you leave offers open-ended, people will not make a decision unless they have to, unless there's a time-sensitive offer. Time-sensitive offers is an example of scarcity. Because what if I miss out on this offer? Right? That's literally what people will think. What if this offer no longer becomes available? So scarcity is a good one, and it really does create this fear-based agenda. I know it's kind of like negative, but the truth of the matter, if somebody really wants the thing, they're gonna buy it, right? They're gonna buy it. But if there's a way to make people buy things that Sunday, you limit the entrance to the program, the course, the thing that Sunday. You close it down on midnight, and that is it. That's all the people that get to go in. And it creates this exclusivity. It creates this thing where it's like, if I don't take action now, I'm going to miss out, and I'm not going to be happy about it, right? And I want you guys to start implementing these types of marketing skills. I don't know if it's called skills, but I think it's more marketing tactics, marketing strategies that really work. And it really does work because it's all talking to the psychology of the buyer, right? Number one, reciprocation. Number two, likability. Number three, authority. Number four, consistency. Number five, social proof. And then the last one is scarcity. Okay, that is it for me today. I hope you guys enjoyed this live. Let me know if you have any questions. You can DM me. I'm also going to post my podcast, 1K podcast training, in my stories if you're interested. And have an amazing weekend.
If you enjoyed this show, please remember to subscribe, like, and share. If you are interested in collaborating, please send me an email, info@talkswithmaria.com.